Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
It's something that I flagged, I think, at the very start. How do you cut down on the cost of going to a wedding as a guest? Do you dread a wedding invite arriving in the post? Because it is wedding season and people find it very expensive. We all know the costs associated with wedding, but nowadays even attending a wedding as a guest can set you back an awful lot, hundreds and hundreds of euro, with research showing that some people spend up to 1,200 euro to go to someone else's big day. How can you cut down on the costs? What does it take to be a wedding guest on a budget? We're joined now by Sarah Kennedy from the Irish Wedding Blog. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think people are going to depend very much on your advice, depending on how good it is.
Oh, God.
But is that true? 1,200 euro to go to a wedding as a guest?
Yeah, and I'd say in some cases it could be more. Yeah, definitely. So if you think about it, when people get an invite to the wedding, it's such a disparate purchase, we'll say, for a guest because, you know, first of all, there's, okay, well, I might get my outfit, and then there's, oh, and I'll book the hotel and I'll do this. And people don't necessarily see the big picture coming together. It's only when you come out the end and you're disheveled after it and go, Jesus, how much did we spend on that you actually realise what you've just done.
Yeah, so I know.
I know. It is a hard one.
And then the gift is expensive as well. You can't scrimp on the gift when the couple is actually spending a lot on your day.
I know. Well, you see, I run a poll regularly on my Instagram where I ask how much are people putting in the card, right? And I know it's a crude ask, but yeah. 96% will give a cash gift. So cash is king. And what I'm finding actually this year is there's two different ways you look at it. If you're a part of the bridal party, you will probably pay anything from what they're saying is, about 300 upwards to the couple that goes in the card. If you were a general guest, the going rate seems to be now between 200 and 300, which is actually up about 50 euros since the same time last year.
Yeah, wow.
So despite all this, there's more going in the card. So it's wild. And, you know, if you're doing, like I recall it myself, my husband, we remember it. We were doing about 10 in a year at one stage.
10 weddings?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Close groups of friends,
like
everybody getting... Well, it was the only nights out you were getting, but that was it. It was... And a lot of people will say, particularly in that demographic where everybody's kind of getting married in the same age group, they could be going from anything from 5 to 10 weddings.
And then there's a hen or a stag as well before that.
Yes. And as a standard, what I'm seeing is that there's just like so many are going abroad for it. So normally you would have heard the Kilkennys, etc. Yeah,
we've missed the whole point of the conversation. And once, how do you cut back on the cost though?
Well, cut off your social circles is one option. But no, look, I think it's being strategic. As I said, a lot of people get caught rabbit in headlights here when it comes to a wedding and then they come out the other end. I actually think the best thing you can do is actually plan it and actually go, that's how much it is, and actually acknowledge how much you're facing rather than just tackling it as it comes to you. So a couple of different things, particularly around the clothes, because outfit, everybody feels they have to wear a new outfit every time they turn up to a wedding. But you don't, and particularly in female circles, because that's really where the cusp of a lot of the cost is. You know, if you can plan ahead and say, right, this spring, summer, I'm going to have X amount of weddings, buy strategically in the sales, and also buy capsule pieces that can be mixed and matched around different accessories. And that could actually save you an awful lot if you can really strategize and think ahead. Also, there's rentals. So those who are, would have a preference for, say, designer. Mm-hmm. It has to look a certain way, has to be tailored a certain way. There's some fantastic, sustainable dress rental shops that you can tap into there.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
The biggest saving, though, I like this. Go on. I like the start of this one.
The biggest one is really for guests, is really around the day of going to the wedding, right? So if we just focus on this one piece here, you've got the hotel that you'll stay the night in, and then there's what you spend at the bar. So in a hotel scenario, we generally just pick up the phone, we'll stay there. Now, you're looking, depending on where you go, you could be paying anything from, say, 150 a room, going right up to what could be in the wedding rate of 300 euros a room. It really depends, right? So straight away, I remember when we were in that scene, there was no way in hell I could, for 10 hotels, I could afford to be paying that top rate for one night. We slept in the car. No, we basically look at the B&Bs. No matter where you go, there are local B&Bs in the area that will cut the cost right down. Or I'm seeing a lot of groups of friends pull together and actually stay in Airbnbs as well. So there's a mix that you can do. And again, it's down to strategizing and planning far ahead.
And you could,
if you don't plan it ahead, you don't have as many options as
you've got. Really, really good advice here. I'll add one as well. You could make them a gift. Make them a gift.
I would go on.
And in a really heartfelt way, say, I made you a gift. Isn't it fantastic?
Well, you have really cut down your propensity to get invited to weddings, so you won't have this problem. No one's inviting you now.
That's all I'm. Sarah Kennedy from the Irish Wedding Blog. Thank you very much indeed.